Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Great lead voice of Platters. Great song, great singer, great group. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live all week from Washington, D.C., our nation's beautiful capital. We're celebrating Small Business Week, and one of the things we're doing here is just about everybody now, I think all the rest of the week, are people who are from Washington, D.C., they work here, they're doing things to help you and me and our small businesses, or they're here, like I am, to celebrate Small Business Week, and they're involved in the festivities. And one of those guys, one of the folks who actually fits both of those, he works here with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He is the Vice President of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Neil Hare is with us, and he also is going to be participating, as I am, in the festivities. He's going to be on a panel on Wednesday, and so I asked him to join us to talk to us about what's been going on. Neil, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on with you again.
It's good to have you back, and it's always a lot of fun. As you know, we love coming to Washington, D.C., and the weekend was a little cool, but I understand you've arranged for us to have a little warmer weather during the week.
Yeah, it should be a beautiful week, and we've got the cherry blossoms out, so it should be a great week for the SBA Expo.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Neil, you've been asked to participate in a panel, a marketing panel, on Wednesday, I think, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations on that. I'm glad to know that when I saw your name there, I knew that the cream continues to rise to the top, and I wanted you to tell us a little bit about what you think you guys are going to talk about.
Well, this is it's about the third year in a row I've been on this panel. It's actually a great group of people. We get together, we kind of brainstorm with the audience the best ways and the most cutting-edge ways for small businesses to market their business. As we all know, small business owners wear so many different hats running their business, and sometimes it's tough to be the head marketing officer, too, and to find cost-effective ways to do that. It can be very expensive. You can spend a lot of money marketing your business and not getting a lot of return on investment. So we get a group of smart people together. We all kind of throw out the ideas that we have, and then we hear from the audience and answer questions and see what people are doing out there. So it's been a great panel in the past, and this year I'm looking forward to it again.
Well, give us an example of some things you think you guys are going to talk about this year.
Sure. Well, from my perspective, I think the number one thing to do to market your business, and I know you support this, Jim, is join your local chamber of commerce.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no better way, cost-effective way to see the other business owners in your community, get to know them face-to-face, develop relationships, and get together with them. And you can form alliances. You can find other businesses who can purchase your product, who can help you market jointly. And it's very cost-effective. I mean, most local chamber memberships are just a few $100. And I can't think of a better way to get your company's name out there than doing that.
When he says a few folks, it could be as little as one and maybe 200, but it's one of the best values, as you heard me say, and I've been saying this, Neil, for almost 8 years now on this show, and I've been a member of my chamber for almost 30 years.
That's right,
and
I know that.
Of course, I joined when I was only six, but the thing is that, folks, networking and word-of-mouth marketing can be the most powerful marketing that you do, and it costs very little.
Right. And I still think that's the best way to do it, is really networking, getting to know people, shaking their hand, looking them in the eye, and telling them why your company is great and why you're great and how you can work together and make some more sales and improve the bottom line.
Well, another thing you can do, and this is one of the things I really encourage people to do when they are networking, when they are working with folks like in their chamber, is in addition to, they're going to want to know what you do.
Right.
But in addition to you finding out what they do, you know, I like it for people to say, I'm starting a little crusade, Neil. I'm trying to get small business owners to walk up to other small business owners and say, what can I do to help you?
Well, that's a good message. I think that's important. We all want to have the economy improve. We all want to work together and do that. We all want to be members of our community, Jim, and make it a better place and create jobs. And I think a lot of people are already doing that, obviously. But we can always do a better job of that.
What are you seeing big companies doing from a marketing standpoint that small business owners could learn from, Neil?
Well, I think the main thing that bigger companies do, and some small companies are too, is developing a really good database of customers. You can start small, but I think that if you can use technology that's out there, and it's not very expensive either, develop a good customer database, keep it up to date, know who your best customers are and who some potential customers are, and go out to those people. And I think the big companies are doing it really well, are seeing a lot of return because when you communicate electronically these days, it's a lot cheaper than doing direct mail or buying ads in a local newspaper, things like that, which have traditionally been very expensive. Now, if you develop a very good database and you go out to customers via email, notifying them that way, I think you can get your message out a lot better and a lot more inexpensively than in the past.
We all need new customers.
Right.
But it's a lot less expensive to keep an old customer than it is to get a new customer.
That's right.
And the technology and the database you're talking about is so important. You know, there's something magical, Neil, when you've got the data in front of you and it's looking back at you, the numbers and the names are looking back at you. And, I mean, I've done this with customers, with clients. When I was a consultant, I've sat down with them and spread their customer list out in front of them, and we sorted it in a way maybe they hadn't sorted it before, and they would say, wow, I didn't realize they were our number one customer.
Right.
And the reason is because 6 months ago they weren't, but now they are, and without tracking that information, you wouldn't know that.
Exactly. And, you know, these days with the technology, you can really get down to details about these customers, when they came to your shop or when they ordered something, what they ordered, how much, what their business is, and it really helps you to target what they need. It's basically the one-to-one marketing model, whereas before you kind of threw out a bunch of stuff to the whole world and hope some of it stuck. Now you can actually focus in on your customer, give them what they've asked for in a way that you could never have done in the past, and you're going to keep that customer, as you pointed out. That's a lot cheaper to keep your customers. And new customers, you can give them better customer service right off the bat. That's
one
what the big
things,
guys are doing. I think the small guys can do it, too.
Well, and Neil Hare is doing this, too, folks. One of the things he's doing in the chamber, I want him to talk about some of those things, how he's reaching out to members and how you and I can learn to reach out to our customers by using some of the things that he's doing. We'll be right back with Neil Hare, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour, and I'm sorry about technical difficulties we had in the last segment, but as I said, I'm on the road, and when you're on the road, you get what you get. You take the telecommunication systems that are available to you, and sometimes they don't work perfectly, and occasionally things drop out, and that's what happened, and I apologize for that, but we're going to move on. We still got our good friend Neil Hare with us, and Neil, one of the things, and by the way, folks, Neil is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's Vice President of Corporate Communications and Small Business Marketing at the U.S. Chamber. Neil, give us your website, please.
uschamber.com.
All right, and tell us what's new at the Chamber.
Well, the website is new, Jim, something I'm very excited about. This, a couple months ago, we launched a brand new website, and I think it's really cutting edge and does things for you that no other website does for small business. Basically, it does three things. Number one, informs you of all the issues that are happening in Washington that affect small business. This is content that we get from our policy experts and lobbyists and writers that you can't get anywhere else on the web. Then we offer small business resources and personal finance resources to help you run your business and improve your bottom line. And thirdly, most importantly, is we are a direct hotline to Congress. You can contact your member of Congress your senator right through our website on all the issues that matter. You can write your own email or fax, or we populate it with our stance on the issues, the small business stance on the issues. So you can log right on and contact them right away, and that's what it's all about. You've got to let your member of Congress know where you stand on these things to be part of the democratic process and get what needs to be done for small business.
Now, Neil, if I'm out in flyover America and I'm a member of my local chamber of commerce, how much access does that give me to what you were just talking about?
Well, we have a new program. It's kind of rolling out slowly across the country, but basically in a lot of districts, if you join your local chamber, you get an automatic free electronic membership in the U.S. chamber. So basically you get all what I just described, our website, our weekly email, our discounts, through your membership in the local chamber. Now, it's not nationwide yet, but there are certain places where it is, Tennessee, Louisiana. If anybody's down those places and some others, then you get that program, and it's hopefully will be nationwide in the next couple of years. But we think that's a really important thing to do.
Well, and we want to help roll that out. That's one of the reasons why, besides the fact that you're a really cool guy, Neil, that's one of the reasons why we want you on the show. Neil, what are some things that the Chamber is doing that we can learn from a marketing standpoint?
Well, again, I mean, we devoted a lot of resources to developing this web presence, so that's the first thing, is we wanted to have a website that really explained to people what our business is, and our business is representing small business in Washington, and we wanted you to see that right when you got to our website. So I think if you're a small business and you're getting a web presence, ask yourself, what is it that I do, and how does my website reflect that? How will my customer know right when they get there what it is we do? And second of all is developing our database. As I said, I mean, we're building our database, too. We have customers who join us directly, and you can do that if you go to uschamber.com. You can just join the chamber, either our electronic membership, which is $125, or a higher dollar if you want to support us more. And so we have that database. We have our local chamber database, our associations who are members of ours, and we're just trying to improve every day on that database, make it more adaptable and smarter so we can give our customers what they want.
Also, another thing I want to tell people out, you have an outstanding monthly publication that you send out, and what do we have to do to have that available to us?
Well, that is for our members. You need to become a member of the U.S. Chamber. As I said, you can do that online. For most small businesses, it's about a dollar a day, we say, so it's about $365 to join the Chamber. You get that magazine. You get all the other access. I described our website, our weekly email, our discounts. We have some great discounts. And you get to support our lobbying efforts in Washington. And let me just add to your listeners, Jim, that you have been contributing to that magazine the last few months. And we've got a lot of good feedback on that.
That's worth the price, isn't it, Neil?
I think so, Jim. And I like giving you plugs like that. So, folks, join the chamber and get even more of Jim Blasingame.
That's kind of scary for a lot of folks. Hey, Neil, I'm looking forward to working with you. You're going to be here Wednesday on the panel, the marketing panel, and hopefully you'll be able to stay around and see me have some fun as I emcee the Hall of Fame dinner on Wednesday night. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, Jim. It's going to be a great week here, Small Business Week and the Expo, and we're sponsoring it again for the third year in a row, so we're looking forward to it.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for all that you do for small business. Neil Hare, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Corporate Communications of the U.S. Chamber. See you, Neil. Quick break, right back with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. We're going to talk about intellectual property, specifically the Patent Office. 2012. Stay with
us. Still gotta try. That's right. Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.